avoiding the laws of Birchas HaMazon. Now continuing with the next halacha. Katan Chayev Midrabanan. We mentioned before the obligation of women as far as benching. When it comes to a katan, they're also obligated to bench, and clearly a katan, their obligation is only Midrabanan. And the reason why there is such a rabbinic obligation for a child to bench is Kedei L'chancha, in order that they should be educated, they should have chinuch. So it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. He asks the question that the obligation of chinuch for a katan is that only when it comes to the Torah obligation to bench. In other words, that they've actually been satisfied, achalti v'sabata. However, if they only ate a kazayis in which ourselves would only be obligated midrabanan, do they have such an obligation? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that haynu afilu ochel rak kazayis gam kein chayiv midrabanan l'chancha. And the idea why the obligation is still for this child, even though the obligation in itself is for ourselves is only the Rabbanan, is that chinuch has to be exactly the same way for this little child, this young man, as the way that we do it. We're not supposed to, as we mentioned before, give your child, let's say, a posel esrog or a posel lulav and say that's chinuch because he's shaking a lulav and esrog. That's not chinuch. You're teaching the child to do something wrong that potentially could also be as an adult. And therefore, you have to educate the child as a youth so that when they're actually obligated in these mitzvos midiraisa, that they're going to know how to perform them properly. So then the Mechaber tells us that does this child ever have the opportunity to be able to bench on behalf of their parent, on behalf of their father? Answer is yes. Vahid ben mevarech l'aviv kishu ochel ha'av kedei seviyah she'enu chayav elo midrabanan. That even though there are different rabbinic ideas, one is midrabanan in nature, that a child's obligation is only midrabanan to bench, but if they ate a sufficient amount, however their father only ate a kazayas, in which is also his obligation, even though he's an adult, is only to bench midrabanan. So in this situation, the child is technically allowed to bench on behalf of the father and fulfill his obligation, father listening and answering amen, because it's one midrabanan against another midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, however, im ochel ha'av kidei sviya. Let's say the event that the father actually ate enough to be satisfied and therefore being obligated to bench min ha-Torah, ein b'no katan shemechuyev rak midrabanan yochel hotziyo. The fact is that this child whose obligation is only midrabanan is not able to fulfill an obligation for someone whose obligation is the araisa. And that's a general concept that the only way I can be motzi, or the only way I can fulfill your obligation by you listening is if we have the same level. But if my level of obligation is lower and yours is higher, then I cannot say a bracha or whatever it may be and for you to be have fulfilled your obligation. And then he brings down the words of the Achronim. Because of Achronim, the katan ein motzi es ha'isha, what's the obligation when it comes to a woman? So we mentioned already in the previous sif that women, it's questionable halachically whether their obligation to bench is deraisa or merely the Rabbanan. So if it's the Rabbanan, so maybe, if that's the case, maybe a katan, who certainly is the Rabbanan, is allowed to fulfill the obligation by rescinding the benching on behalf of a woman. So she said he's not allowed to do that. The katan eino motzi es ha'isha d'shema midiraisa chayavis, because we're not sure. We don't know what their women's obligation is, but it's possible that it's deraisa. And we mentioned the other day that also there are many opinions. Many are the opinion that their obligation is deraisa, 100%, that it's not even a suffix, it's not a doubt. And therefore, he's not allowed to bench on her behalf. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'im gam haben l'ochel kadei sviya. So we mentioned in the Mechaber the following situation, that he's the Rabbanan, he ate a tremendous meal, this little kid, and he can, because even though he's a child, he's the Rabbanan, he could bench on behalf of his father can listen, in the event that the father ate a small amount of food, only a kazayas, which is Durabanan. One Durabanan against another Durabanan. Mishnah Berurah already told us, as we just heard a minute ago, that if the father ate also a lot of food, a lot of bread, and that his obligation is deraisa, so that the child cannot bench on behalf of the father. What if there are two derabanans against one derabanan? For example, the im gam haben lo ochel kadei sevia. The father did only ate a kazayas, and the child only ate a kazayas. So in that situation, the havi etzel trei derabanan. On one hand, you have the adult, the rabbinic obligation to bench, and now you have this child who has a rabbinic obligation to bench because he had a kazayas, and he also happens to be a child, which his whole obligation is only the rabbanon. The question is, imotzil aviv, whether he can be motzi his father, and on this, yesh lahachmer. It's not so clear. Some say he can, but we go strict and say that he can't. Piskei Tshuvos then discusses the idea of what does it mean, chinuch? What is the age for this child to be obligated in benching? So he says, "V'gil ha-chinuch le'inyan berachas hamazon." The age of when one should start learning how to bench, the whole benching, who begil sheish or sheva, 6 or 7 years old. But he adds, "L'fi charifus hayelad." Of course, it depends on the sharpness of the intellect of that particular child. Of course, he has to know who he's saying a bracha to. He has to understand the concept of what a bracha is. It does make a difference, not just your son. You have an obligation to teach your daughters as well, to make sure that they bench, because certainly, as we mentioned, they have an obligation to bench at least midrabanan. The Kosva Poskim, the Piskei Tshuvos, quotes the words of the Poskim, Kivan shematzri ma'od eitzel yaladim shekashen lehem levarech kol nusach birchas hamazon. We mentioned, when it comes to chinuch, it's necessary to teach the child as a child the exact same way the mitzvah is supposed to be performed as an adult. In that case, what if you look at the benching and it's just a bunch of pages? It's a lot of words, especially for a young child. So are we allowed to have a child to bench part? So he says, as numerous poskim say, Efshel chanchom levarech nusach birchas hamazon, that it's possible that what you can do, and of course this is done throughout in yeshivas throughout, is that you teach the child according to their ability. The first year, maybe they'll learn only the first paragraph, maybe a little bit by bit, until ultimately they're able to say the entire thing, and that's not considered to be a chisaron, a lack of chinuch. The last thing I'd like to share today, as the Piskei Tshuvos discusses, is as follows. He says, V'katan, with regard to this child that ate kadei sevi, which means he ate his fill, which if we would have eaten so much food, we would have a Torah obligation to bench. Now, what happens in this situation if this child doesn't remember if he benched? We discussed this already, that it would depend, safek d'oraisa l'chumra, safek d'rabban l'kula. When it came to a woman, that would have a practical halachic difference, that if, in fact, the woman's obligation to bench is from the Torah, then even though it's a doubt, we require to bench again. If it's the Rabbanan, we discussed this, that, of course, on a case of a Suffolk, we say, do not bench. So when it comes to a Katan, we mentioned a Katan's obligation is only the Rabbanan. So if it's only the Rabbanan, one would think, Suffolk, the Rabbanan, Lakula. So in a case where this child is in doubt, did I bench, did I not bench, the general concept of Suffolk d'Rabbanan is l'kula, but it's not the case. That's not true. Af shechiyuv urak mid'Rabbanan, sarach l'chancho l'asol avarech m'Suffolk. We will require this child who is unsure if he benched to bench again. So the question is why? After all, isn't there a concept Suffolk d'Rabbanan l'kula? It's k'day shechanuch shegam ki yagdil yisnahi kein levarech al safik. This is the exception. Because even though it's true, his obligation is only to Rabbanan, but the purpose of chinuch, as we've said a couple times already, is so that when he's an adult, he will do it the exact same way. And therefore, as an adult, in the event that you're not sure if you benched, you will have to bench again, safik deres l'chumra, so to this child, in order to train him properly, if he's not sure if he benched, he would have to bench again.